This is Valley Edition. For years, our next guest, Mike Rhodes, served as editor of Fresno's Community Alliance newspaper, which takes a progressive look at the issues in the community. A while ago, though, he left that post to spend time working on a new book about Fresno's homeless crisis, Dispatches from the War Zone, which is now out. He'll be speaking about the book at two events at public libraries in the area later this month, and he joins us now on Valley Edition. Mike, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First of all, you've been covering homeless issues in the Valley for quite some time, over a decade, really. How did you first get involved with this particular issue? Because it's such a vast problem in the community, but it's also, for someone on the outside, maybe not the easiest one to interface with.
Yeah, I guess I was somewhat of a reluctant participant in working on the homeless issue. I owned, with a partner, a printing shop in downtown Fresno, and there was lots of homeless people in that area. That part of town is south, the south part of downtown. And one day we had our back door up to the alley, and I heard some yelling, and there was a police officer that was on a bike, and he was circling a homeless person, telling him he was a filthy bum, that his, he needed to get a job, things that were just outrageous. And it took me a minute to kind of realize what was taking place out there. And then he got off of the bike, got in the homeless person's face, was saying disparaging things about his girlfriend. And I walked out and I said, I didn't know who it was, would you like to come in and recycle some paper and aluminum plates? And he was really glad to get out of that situation because it probably wasn't going to end well for him. And then I went out to the officer and started talking to him, and he talked about helping business owners with this problem of homelessness, that he was trying to clean the filth off of the streets, and because there's a lot of issues with homeless people because they don't have facilities there. They leave their trash around and et cetera, and it was a problem for us. And although what I told him was that, this is – completely inappropriate to be attacking a homeless person like this. And I got his name, badge number, and filed a report with Internal Affairs to address the issue of attacking the homeless. And it was at that point that I started getting interested in this issue. And I talked to some friends who were involved with Food Not Bombs and other groups who work with the homeless. And I said, what do you think's going on here? And they said, well, if homeless people are north of Ventura Street and they're trying to sleep at night in the downtown area, they're harassed until they leave and they're pushed back south of Ventura where the Pavarello House is and the rescue mission. And it was right – that was right about the time when the baseball stadium had been built. There was a lot of optimism about redevelopment in the area. And so I thought, well, this is an interesting story because it's about – developers and builders collaborating with the city to push the homeless out so that they could make more money. And I thought it was as simple as that at first. But I learned that it wasn't that simple. And there are so many aspects to this issue that need to be addressed besides just the financial one. And it's that's a real issue. That really was happening. But there's a lot more to it than that.
So why write the book? How did you make the move from writing about it sort of on a daily basis to endeavoring to put together this collection?
Well, at some point, I was the editor of the Community Alliance newspaper for 12, 13 years. And it's a like daily, weekly process. You're always churning information out. And I wrote like articles almost every month about this issue and what was going on in Fresno. But I realized that there was no way for people to get the context in which these stories are told. And I thought the only way to do that is to write a book about it because then you have the continuity of what's going on. Nobody, for example, reads every article I ever wrote in the Community Alliance about it. So they're missing bits and pieces of it. And there's so much context when you're able to write a full-length book. It gives people insight into the nuances of this issue.
Dispatches from the War Zone is the title of the book. Mike Rhodes, its author, is our guest today. I want to talk about the title, War Zone, an apt metaphor?
Man, I wouldn't have believe the things I was going to see when I started covering this issue. I really thought it was going to be pretty simple and straightforward, but I saw people literally die on the streets because of the neglect and the policies of the city of Fresno. There was a woman who was Pamela Kincaid, who was the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit against the city of Fresno. The city lost that class action suit and paid homeless people $2.3 million.
And this is the lawsuit that came brought by the ACLU and other groups after the city seized homeless people's property and it's a destruction of their camps a number of years ago back in the Autry administration, and it was found they illegally seized that private property.
Right. They were taking and immediately destroying homeless people's property, and that included medicine, ID, everything they owned. And the reason that that was against the Constitution, I mean, it wasn't just illegal, it was a violation of homeless people's constitutional rights, because if you were to lose a bike, say, and it was found by the city of Fresno, they would not come out with a bulldozer, pick it up, put it in the back of a garbage truck and crush it. They would take it into custody and try to return it to the owner. You can't have a policy where you treat middle class and affluent people one way and homeless people another. But I want to go back and tell you a little bit about Pamela Kincaid, because we were talking about why this is called the war zone. And Pamela was the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit against the city of Fresno, and she died under very suspicious circumstances during that case when that was in federal court. She did not see the conclusion of it, and to this day, we don't know who killed her, why she's dead. But what we do know is that she ended up in community hospital, beaten to a pulp. She was disoriented. She had no knowledge of where she was. She had a subdermal hematoma, which is a swelling of the brain. And the police did an investigation. They came in. They always, when there's something like this, they come in and they do an interview. Well, I read the report that they did. They said it looked like she had a bad sunburn and that she was disoriented and she did not want to file charges. And let me just say, I find that so outrageous. If the mayor of Fresno, Alan Autry or Ashley Swearingen, ended up in community hospital in the emergency room, beaten almost to death, there would be an investigation to find out who committed that crime. There was no investigation when Pamela Kincaid, the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit against the city of Fresno, ended up in the emergency room at community hospital and then later died under even more bizarre circumstances. She went off the balcony of the fourth floor at University Regional Center, and there's never been an explanation of how she even got out there.
Mike Rhodes is our guest today on Valley Edition, talking about his new book about Fresno's homeless crisis. If you had to take the temperature of the situation right now, comparing it to maybe back in 2006, 2008, those times that you're talking about here, better, worse? Give me your analysis.
It's changed. It's gone. It's evolved. The city policy was changed because of the lawsuit. They had to make changes to where they store homeless people's property for 90 days. They have to have access to get their property back. But it's changed in ways that are not good also. There is still no safe and legal place for homeless people to be at night. They're vulnerable wherever they go. They're more scattered. And in some ways, that's much worse than the homeless encampments that had existed back in, you know, 06, 07, 08. Because what's happened when they scattered homeless people all over the city, then people can't live together. They don't have the protection of having a neighbor that they can trust. And that's particularly an issue for homeless women who are out on the street. And now they have to like find some place under an oleander bush to escape the city from taking their property. And then they're more vulnerable there.
But Mike, weren't the encampments themselves dangerous places as well. I mean, we had reports of violence. We had reports of drug deals, other concerns, disease outbreaks. I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying there, but
great.
Are they both?
Let's talk about that. I was there. One of the first things I witnessed was the city coming through and bulldozing an encampment on Santa Clara Street near G, between G and E. The Poverello House, the spokesperson from the Poverello House came out and said just that this, there's violence here, there's drugs, there's crime taking place. We need to clean this area up. My response to that was, you have crime all over the city. You have crime in River Park. Nobody's talking about bulldozing River Park because there's crime taking place out there. That's not going to solve the problem. Because homeless people are vulnerable, they have no political power in this community, it was easy to go in and destroy, violating their constitutional rights, and destroy everything that they owned and leave them even worse off than they were before.
Do you think the city violated those constitutional rights in 2013 when they closed down the encampments?
2013. Well,
the most recent ones that came in when Bruce Rudd became city manager, the first thing he said, I'm going to take out the encampments there.
There was major moves in 2011, and I think it may have gone into 2012, 2013. The one out at the silo was the last one that they destroyed. And now they have a police task force that addresses any new emergence of encampments that are coming up. Now, you can argue that there are people's rights being violated. There's just so much going on, but it's so much more dispersed. It's hard to get your arms around what's going on now.
Do you think that makes it harder to come up with an accurate count of the homeless? I've heard a lot of people talk about this issue as we've seen Fresno's homeless numbers decline. The city says, well, it's working to get people in supportive housing. It's making progress on its 10-year plan. But the dispersal after those encampments were disbanded seems to correlate with the drop in these numbers, which many people, the eye test, are suspicious of.
Right. Well, they're inaccurate. And I think any honest assessment of the counts will – everybody will agree that they're not accurate because they can't possibly be accurate because there are people that are – you know, in the hospital, homeless people that are in a hospital, they're in jail, they're at a friend's house, they're not counted. Everybody knows that the count is not accurate. But what they're focusing on is a subgroup of the homeless, the chronically homeless people that are on the streets. And if you just like look at homeless vets and that's the only thing that you're focusing on, then you could make some progress on that. And you can say, yes, we've limited or we've reduced the number of homeless vets that are on the street. But at the same time, there's reports that have come out recently that have shown that there's more homeless youth. There's more homeless people in the Fresno Unified School District than there ever was before. So if you focus on just one group, you could show some progress is being made. But it's worse in other segments of the society.
There's going to be a new mayor later this year in Fresno, or at least at the start of 2017. The campaign is already underway. You have a number of major candidates talking about this issue. I've asked all of them that have been on our program about their plans. Some have been more vague than others. Probably the most specific on our program was Henry Perea. He talked about how he would tell the people living behind Vaughn's that they can't be there anymore, but he says he would support the city establishing an emergency shelter or I even asked him, I said, are you supporting legalized encampments? And he says yes, for people who are not in a position to be in the existing shelters or don't want to be in those shelters or aren't in a position to be in transitional supportive housing, he would support that. Let me get your thoughts on where the mayoral candidates stand on this issue since you've been so involved with it. How do you rate the different positions that are out there?
I had the opportunity to look at a debate or a forum that was held at Fresno State. CMAC, the Community Media Access Collaborative, has that available on their YouTube channel, and you can see their positions for yourself. H. Spees was there, Henry Perea was there, and Lee Brand, and they all spoke about the issue of homelessness. Now, the imagery and the language that Lee Brand used about the homeless I found objectionable. I don't think he has a good grasp on this issue. he would follow the mayor's policies, I believe, more or less, and we would have more of the same. It would be business as usual with Lee Brand. Henry Perea sounded respectful. He had some creative ideas, and there are solutions. Homelessness is absolutely a result of our social and economic and political system. We can change things so that we could end homelessness. It's just a choice we would make, and it's doable. H. Spees, I was disturbed by one of his comments that he would create a card that they would have to carry around with them to identify themselves as homeless before they could ask anybody for help. And I could think of other examples in history of times when particular segments of the society were identified and made to wear signs to identify themselves. I find that very problematic. So the only mayoral candidate that I can see that is taking a thoughtful position on the homeless issue is Henry Perea.
Mike Rhodes is our guest today. We're talking about his new book, Dispatches from the War Zone. Mike, we just have a few minutes left, but I know you have the book here. Is there any maybe short excerpt that you could share with us from the book? I'm putting you on the spot here.
That's okay.
But this is a new book, and Mike's going to be reading from the book at two events coming up at public libraries in the area. One taking place on Monday, April 11th at the Gillis Branch Library, and another at the Betty Rodriguez Library, the new one on Cedar and Shields. That one is Wednesday, April 20th, both at 6 p.m. Maybe share a short excerpt now with us.
Sure. And I'm not sure how much time I have, so I'm just going to read some. You tell me when.
Yeah, maybe about 3 minutes or so.
Great. Okay. So this is an excerpt about Pamela Kincaid. She was a friend of mine. She was the woman who was killed during the lawsuit against the city of Fresno. And I was doing an interview with her boyfriend, Steve. According to Steve, the police officer checked both his and Kincaid's IDs and let them go. As they were leaving, a group of six or seven people, at least one of them Steve identified as a drug dealer, walked by and went to the police officer's car. Steve said that he looked back and saw the officer pointing at him and Kincaid while the office talked to the group. Kincaid decided to stay at her encampment, and Steve continued on to the store. Feeling something might be wrong, Steve returned without going to the store to see four or five women from the group that had approached the police car savagely beating Kincaid. Steve said, quote, "Pam is on the ground, and one of them has these boot heels, you know, like these dress boots. You know what I'm talking about? With the big heels. And they're just..." Steve jumps up and down as if stomping on the ground. According to Steve, they were saying, quote, drop the suit, you're hurting us, you're hurting them, now we're hurting you, end of quote.
Mike Rhodes reading from his book, Dispatches from the War Zone. It's a new collection of reports about Fresno's homeless crisis. Mike has been writing about this issue for the better part of the last decade for the Community Alliance newspaper, also the Indie Bay website. Mike, where can people get the book in addition to your events coming up at the library?
Great. You know, the Book Barn, I think they've sold out right this minute, so give them a day and I'll get some more books out to them. They're out in Clovis. Barnes & Noble's just bought books. Barnes & Noble should have it available. If they don't have it in their store, they should be able to order them in for you. They're also available at the Fresno Center for Nonviolence, which is at McKinley and Van Ness.
Mike Rhodes, a longtime Valley journalist and homeless advocate, joining us today talking about the new book, Dispatches from the War Zone. Mike, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.